You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. We appreciate you guys joining us today. Mm-hmm. And Tammy, what do you think about this next topic here? We're going to talk about marriage and money. We talked about financial matrimony.
That's right.
And
we
this
did.
Is caught in the act. Are you cheating financially on your partner?
Well, I'm sure this comes up a lot when you're in front of clients.
Well, it's scary that it actually does. And it's a pretty uncomfortable scene when I'm sitting in front
I
of
bet.
A couple and we're reviewing their credit report, a joint credit report together. And the husband or the spouse has no idea that the spouse has racked up a bunch of debt. It happens. I mean, it definitely happens. And it's the reaction and, you know, the interaction between the people. Sometimes they'll just fight it out right in front of me. And other times, like, they'll hold it in and save it. But you could tell as soon as they get out of here, it is not going to be pretty.
Right. Separate cars, people.
here's a funny marriage quote is, you can't buy love, but you can pay heavily for it.
That is very true.
Henny Youngman. I loved Henny Youngman.
Yeah, great, that was good.
Great comedian and thinker.
I think it's important to just, you know, create that honesty right off the bat in the relationship. So now I know you were reading something from the National Endowment for Financial Education. So bring us in on that.
Well, in January 2014, there was an online survey. And in this online survey, 35% of adults with combined finances admit to having a hidden purchase, a bank account, a statement, a bill, or cash that they hide from their significant other. And that's up 31% from 2011 when they did the survey. So that's pretty significant increase. 13% of the respondents said that they've committed even more severe deceptions, like lying about the amount of debt that they owe or even the amount of income that they earn.
I could see that. So, well, I also read the article, and it was talking about the financial lies can be even more damaging than you originally think. The survey found that when the money deception occurs, 76% of the respondents said there was an effect on the relationship in some way, and that's about 2/3 or 67% of the couples that said that money issues caused them to argue. And this isn't anything new. I think this has been going on since Adam and Eve and the apple story.
You said 67% caused them to argue, and 16% reported that financial infidelity ultimately resulted in divorce,
right?
Which is even the most severe. And,
right.
And like you said, it's not the first time they've done a study like this.
No.
You know, in 2012, researchers from Kansas State University found that arguing about money was a top predictor for divorce. And examining the relationship between financial issues and divorce was another study they did, and it underscores how important it is for couples to be honest about their spending. It's also how important it is for them to maintain an open dialogue with one another.
Right. And just, you know, how do you know if your partner isn't being totally honest about money? Well, we're going to go over a few of the red flags that came out of this article. And the first one is that they become resistant to talking about finances, or they can become argumentative about money issues.
Right. That defensiveness is something that you'll definitely see coming out very quickly. Next thing is making big purchases without consulting you first.
That's a big one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come home and you have a new big screen TV without knowing about it. Yeah, I can see that one. So the next one is it insists on keeping online banking passwords secret or having separate credit cards.
Ooh.
So if this is happening,
Not good.
It could be a flag for you to have an open conversation.
Well, yeah, and Tammy, that's where with you and I mean, you have all my usernames and passwords to everything, and you know exactly where to get them because I don't have anything to hide. I don't want to hide anything.
Yeah, we're very open about it.
And someone does have something to hide, they'll claim it's some sort of privacy issue. But in a marriage, what do you really need that much privacy for? Maybe, you know, having a toilet with a door that shuts and locks, that's good privacy. But when it comes to, like, hiding the financial affairs, not so good.
Okay.
Well, next is uncovering hidden cash, either in your home or in a bank account that you didn't know about. That's another red flag that's going on.
Well, my grandma did this on a regular basis when we were little. She hid it in her purses, in her bra, everywhere. So grandma and grandpa had a little different viewpoint. All right, another one is find bills for items you didn't purchase. So a lot of times this will come up at the end of the year when you're doing your taxes too, and all of a sudden there's a whole bunch of stuff that you weren't aware of.
Right. And that's another new one is if there's new credit cards or lines of credit that are open in your partner's name, probably something you should know about.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a big one. Well, now let's talk about how to solve it because,
okay.
you know, although financial infidelity, you know, can strain a relationship, you can live happily ever after,
mm-hmm.
okay, financially speaking. If you're careful not to let the financial issues come between you, then you can live happily after ever after. Mm-hmm. So while every couple's different, following is some simple steps to be able to talk to your spouse about money, and it will give you a good place to start.
Sure. So number one, start with a positive approach. You know, money can be a major source of tension in many relationships. However, you and your partner, if you want a financial secure future, it's important to work out any financial differences as soon as possible. You can begin with having a financial heart-to-heart. In other words, just a basic understanding of how much each of you spend and where you are financially as a couple. Just gather some of the statements that you currently have in your bank account, on your bank and credit card statements, student loans. It's kind of going over a budget plan and just taking a look at that and getting your goals on the same page. And Doug, you know, a lot of people come to you on that stuff.
Absolutely. And in case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're broadcasting from the Cornerstone Mortgage Studios. So we're talking about caught in the act. Are you cheating financially on your partner? And we're into the solutions on how to solve it. So the first one was starting with a positive approach. Number two is agree on some goals. So maybe you've realized you're not saving as much money as you need to. Credit card bills are becoming too high. Or maybe you're thinking about starting a family or buying a home. In the end, you just have to get on the same page, talk about some goals, and plan together.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people are resistant to that, but you really kind of have to force some of those uncomfortable conversations and try to find some sort of compromise in the middle.
Right. And that's where creating a roadmap kind of helps out. You know, you and I have a different way of thinking, but we really have the same goals in mind. We just go about it a little different. You're a list person. I'm a whatever the need is in the moment kind of person. And it works well. It can work against each other, but it really works well. So for us anyway. So one of the things that we do is we do set our financial goals. We have a life planning at the end of the year, each year, and we try to set those goals for each other and for ourselves. And I cut out my sweet tea addiction that I had from McDonald's and saved myself $1,200 a year. You know, it's just crazy.
That's
how much we
money.
Spend. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, number four on the list is give and get equal access. Okay, and what I mean by that is being able to have equal access to the money, because the worst thing is if somebody feels financially controlled by the other person,
mm-hmm.
okay, because both parties don't always make the same amount of money.
Right.
So they have to feel empowered. They have to have equal access to the money, and you know, they have to give equal access to the money too, if you're the one that somehow has control of it.
Right. Now, I'm all for date night, but they're suggesting that you have monthly money date night. This is where you guys kind of go over your financials and kind of get on, make sure you guys are on your plan, you're on your life plan, you're on your budget, and you track your progress. See if you are sticking to, like for me, I just completely cut out McDonald's sweet tea altogether. Does Doug need to know that I went and got one or none or whatever? No. But making sure that we're on our milestones in our plan and paying off our student loans. We did that this year. So that was good.
Yeah, making that monthly money date, I think, is really important. Mm-hmm. Because if there's one person that pays the bills for the family, which
right.
I always recommend that one person's responsible for all the bills.
Right.
There's not, you don't keep any separateness in that. Mm-hmm. Then the other person can get a little out of touch with where you are financially.
Exactly, and you just don't even know. There's a quote out there that says, love is grand, but divorce is 100 grand. And I think that could be true if you don't keep those lines of communication open. It's just so important. And if you and your partner deviate from the budget, don't be ashamed of it. Just talk about it. Go, you know, lead up to the reasons why and make spending decisions at that point what you need to correct or change.
I loved Red Skelton's quote, all men make mistakes, but married men find out about them sooner.
That's pretty true.
Yeah, that's very, very true. And you know, we actually covered in the past financial matrimony,
mm-hmm.
and on our blog, I'm going to put a link to that, because when it comes to financial matrimony, it's the marriage of money. Mm-hmm. It's so important that if you're not on the same page with that, then instead of love being grand, divorce will cost you $100,000. Mm-hmm, and right. That's not really where you want to go.
No, it's not. Now, if someone wants to go over their budget and kind of get into a little bit of credit counseling with you, because maybe they are going to be buying a home, where should they get in contact with you?
They can reach out to me anytime at 314-472-DOUG. It's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, and 3684, the numbers for that. Text me and let me know that you'd like to sit down as a couple, mm-hmm. and help plan. And I've done this thousands of times over the years. I've become like a marriage counselor, sitting across the desk from people in this situation. Mm-hmm. And I'm here as a resource. I definitely would love to help you with your personal situation. So reach out to me.
Okay.
So coming up, we're going to give you a 14-step plan that will definitely boost your financial stability. You listen to Doug Haldeman Show, broadcasting from the Cornerstone Mortgage Studios at FM News Talk 97.1.